It's had a massive makeover in the last few years, and as a result, poker, in particular online poker, is booming. Gone are the days of poker being a male-dominated and seedy environment, as now more than a third of the tens of millions of online players are women. Natasha Ellis is an online champ. She previously worked as a travel writer, but has now tripled her income. She can make £2,000 a week and has won £15,000 in one big tournament.
What's nice about poker is that it's very structured. So if you do well at a certain level, you're playing $1 to $2, then you can move up to $2 to $4, and you can move up to $3 to $6. And as you get better, you can gradually move up, and then you'll make more and more money as you go up. I'm making much more money than I was just even a couple of years ago. But the experience helps as well.
But not everyone can be a winner. Even the poker companies themselves admit that only 15% of players win. Yet women are not being turned off, on the net and off it. Many are going head to head in homes and small groups.
Because girls' poker is not about the money. Girls' poker is totally about the social aspect of it, having fun, playing cards. They don't take it nearly as seriously as when I play maybe tournaments or other of it, but it's more fun.
As more and more women take to poker, fears of addiction are growing.
It's part of something bigger, though. I think it's part of the fact that gambling is being liberalised in a big way. I think all our predictions are that it's going to go up, and women are going to be a larger proportion of problem gamblers than they have been in the past.
So putting money into this compelling game can be high risk. However, it seems the roller coaster ride is what women want. Kevin Owen, Sky News.